Yeah, you guys all in the bow need to pull your bows out. We're going to want to point it a little bit to the left, Brian.
That's veteran paddler Lynn Whitty taking charge at the start of the Harry Curley Canoe Race. Harry Curley is a training race of sorts for the Ausable Canoe Marathon. This will be Lynn's 36th consecutive marathon. At 61 years old, Lynn's paddling with her marathon partner, 20-year-old Ryan Bennett. No matter how much you prepare and train for the marathon, you never really know what to expect. Just last year, Lynn and her canoe partner Darren were 16 hours into the marathon when they got the tornado warning.
The one girl in the back was a rookie, and she was like, what are we going to do? And I just said, paddle.
And they did, heads down, hoping to outpace the tornado. Then the lightning came.
You know, you ever have the feeling like, oh, I can touch that lightning? Because that's what it felt like. It would just drop like fireworks dropping out of the sky, and they just drop right next to you. And I went, there's taller people here than I am. That's when I looked around like, oh, I'm not the tallest. I'm okay.
Lynn and Darren didn't stop paddling. As they closed in on the finish line, they heard music playing and people cheering.
We could hear the canoes in front of us finishing. But at that point, the water was, I described it as like a pot of boiling water.
Then when they got to the finish line, it was dead. No timers, no spectators, no music. Totally quiet, except for the storm. Lynn says, it was surreal.
Were you scared?
I can't call it scared. I was certainly, my eyes were a lot wider open. Like, and I didn't want to, I don't think any of us wanted to say anything at that point. Like, oh, because all together we would have been like, yeah, this is scary.
Are you afraid of dying?
No, I'm not. Doesn't faith. You know, somebody said that, and I go, I'm not, apparently not, because I must have tempted it a few times.
So if you think about dying, you feel calm?
I do. It's okay. I figure, yeah. And I was in the canoe, right? So wouldn't that be a good place?
Do you think it's hard for you to give yourself credit for what you achieve?
Probably, because I don't think of it as anything that another person couldn't do.
That thinking that anyone can do it, you do have to work hard for it.
But some people, they think it's just you hop in the canoe and you go, and that's, I did too. So I'm not going to be the first one to say I made that mistake.
Really, it's not that simple. Sure, it's a river, it goes one way. But there are dams to portage, ponds to get lost in, logs to hit, and hours of training beforehand to put in. On top of all that, the weather could do anything, and your mind could just decide to shut down. It kind of makes the marathon sound awful.
Yeah, I was only going to do it one time. Well, then after that, you know, the next time we had to do it a little better, and then there was always a different reason. And it's not necessarily to win, I wouldn't say, but just to see what I can do compared to what I did the last time.
Lynn says she's pushed herself beyond the tipping point a number of times. Sometimes she does ask herself, why am I still doing this? But through it all, it has never occurred to her not to do it. Lynn says her favorite part of the race is at night.
It's usually just a clear, pretty night. And even if it isn't, you know, a full moon or anything, it feels fast, it feels fun. You get to Mayo faster than you ever think.
And at that point at Mayo, they may still be less than halfway to the finish, but the motto's the same. Just paddle. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.